Good afternoon, this is Dr. Yun, dictation for letter to Dr. Poquet, P-A-Q-U-E-T. This is regarding Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, as Ms. McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 01-16-1963, and Dr. Poquet, Ms. McDonald is 50 years old. Lady was seen on January 23, 2013 for evaluation treatment of low back pain in the position. She has history of the falling accident 20 years ago. Ever since that time, she's been having on an often nature of the back pain, which is mostly localized right side. At times she gets the pain on the tailbone area as well. Sitting, coughing, sneezing, aggravate symptoms. Past issues significant for arthritis. Social history, she is single, she has no children. She smokes, but she does not drink alcoholic beverages. Social in nuclear workstation, work situation. She is case management assistant for the company. She's currently working without restriction. In fact, the physical exam reveals that straight leg raising was negative for sagittal levitation. Reflex at the knee and ankles are 2+ no localized muscle weakness, including extensor hallucis longus, no sensory deficit to the pimple. Plantar reflexes are the flexors bilaterally. There is localized tenderness at the right distal end of sacrum. There's also tender at the right sacroiliac joint. I reviewed her MRI report of the lumbar spine, which was done in December 2010, indicating that there is a focal posterior displacement of quarter equina nerve root at the level of L1. With the multi-level of spondylosis. However, clinically, MRI finding does not match with the clinical findings. In the conclusion, clinical findings consist with the combination of right sacroiliac sprain associated with the right coccygodynia, coccygo, C-O-C-C-Y, G-O-D-Y-N-I-A, impact up discussion. I had a lengthy discussion with her about the treatment option. Patient prefers have a non-medical or non-injection or outpatient physical therapy since she already had it done in the past. I suggested her elastic sacral belt to wear as tight as she can. Also, she will use the extra cushion for the sitting. And then those two combinations does not relieve symptoms, then I would consider the injection with the steroid. We'll keep you. I will leave this case open for the PRN visit. We'll keep you informed of the whole progress. Fine, Dr. Yun, thank you.